speak up against the atrocities that the Bahrain regime is committing against its people. So we urge the Canadian government, well, at least the next elected government, to speak up. Speak up!
Speak up!
Down, down, Khalifa!
Down, down, Khalifa!
Down, down, Khalifa!
Down, down, Khalifa!
Stop the killing, stop the hate!
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 Let the clouds of repression, of persecution, oppression, and torture loom over the people of Bahrain. We have all witnessed the brutal crackdown taking place in the neighborhoods of Bahrain. There is a systematic campaign of terror taking place against the people. People are being arrested in the early hours of the morning in raids by masked gunmen. More than 1,000 people are now in the jails, imprisoned not for crimes, but for raising their voice. In these jails, people have been tortured. 5 people have died already. Even doctors and nurses are being arrested for treating wounded protesters. During the brutality of war, even combatants stop and try not to target medics. One doctor was arrested because she was seen on film breaking down in tears due to the scenes she was witnessing as wounded protesters were being brought into the emergency rooms. You see, this regime is so brutal, it arrests people for weeping for the dead. Even an expression of grief is no longer tolerated in Bahrain. During war, it's considered a war crime if someone targets a place of worship. In Bahrain, the government has bulldozed and razed to the ground more than 40 mosques and religious centers. Even the Holy Quran has been set on fire by the Saudi-led forces in their raids. Where is the outrage? Where is the condemnation? During war, it's considered a war crime if an armed force shoots at unarmed civilians. Yet in Bahrain, dozens have been gunned down by their own army and by the Saudi army. And yet, the world is silent. As a systematic campaign of terror and cleansing is taking place in Bahrain, yet world powers continue to support these regimes, indifferent to the suffering of the people. Most people go to bed in comfort and security. In Bahrain, you go to bed afraid that they will come for you during the night. Crimes are being committed that they are during war, they are classified as war crimes. Yet, these are not being condemned. These regimes are not being condemned for their actions against the people of Bahrain.
Shame, shame.
Those that claim democracy, human rights, and freedom to be their guiding principles are continuing to support the Al Saud regime and the Al Khalifa regime. They continue to conduct business with them. They continue to have normal diplomatic relationships with these regimes. And they continue to arm them. We see Western-built tanks on every corner, suppressing the people, trying to crush their voices. We see American-made gunships in the air over the neighborhoods of Bahrain. Where is your shame?
Shame!
You fight wars under the guise of bringing democracy and human rights to the region. Yet when the people of Bahrain raise their voices in peaceful demonstrations and demand democracy, justice, and their basic human rights, you ignore their call? Even worse, you continue to support these regimes. Not one Western nation has called for a Saudi withdrawal from Bahrain. We are not asking for a military intervention. We are asking that you simply raise your voice and condemn what is happening. We are asking for an end to hypocrisy. Do you value Saudi oil and Saudi money more than you value than your values of democracy, human rights, and justice? Are the lives of the people of Bahrain less important than the others? One of the titles of King Abdullah is the custodian of the holy mosques, yet his forces have destroyed many mosques. King Abdullah, you are not the custodian of the holy mosque. You are the corrupter of the faith that the mosque represents. Your regime has exported extremism and the ideology of terror around the world. And now your forces are raiding and destroying mosques, raiding people's homes in Bahrain. The Saudis claim they haven't invaded Bahrain. They were invited by the regime. But this regime has no legitimacy. It does not represent the people of Bahrain. It does not respect the people of Bahrain. And I remind you about history. The Soviet armed forces crossed into Afghanistan in the 1980s. They were invited by the communist government in power in Afghanistan. Yet, the world saw this as an invasion. And more importantly, the people of Afghanistan viewed it as an invasion. And the people of Bahrain view Saudi forces as an invasionary army, occupying their country and committing crimes. And they are being used to suppress the people. In the end, the people drove the Afghans drove the Soviet Union out. And history has a funny way of repeating itself. And after they left, they did collapse, if you remember in history. You cannot silence a people who yearn for freedom, a people who demand justice. They are trying to use this campaign of terror to put fear in people's hearts. People are being fired from their jobs. Government services are being withheld from people that they deem to be supporting. Even, 600,000 people were protesting at one point, so it's almost the entire population. Yet, the people are not silent. Even under these brutal conditions, people are taking to the streets to show their solidarity, to show that they are not in silence. And we are here to show our solidarity with the people of Bahrain, if it was raining, under this rain, knowing that no matter how hard it rains, no amount of rain can wash away the blood and tears that has been shed in the streets of Bahrain.
2, 3, 4, Khalifa no more!
1, 2, 3, 4, Khalifa no more!
5, 6, 7, 8, stop the killing, stop the hate!
5, 6, 7, 8, stop the killing, stop the hate!
Down, down, Khalifa!
Down, down, Khalifa!
It's been more than 2 months since the situation in Bahrain began, since February 14, and the violence against the people has escalated. In turn, the people who initially were asking for greater political freedom are now calling for the fall of the regime. It comes as a response to the human rights violations that are being committed by the Khalifa family regime, supported by the Saud family regime, in what the people are calling a massacre. They're targeting not just protesters, but also those who speak out in public or read poems against the regime, doctors and nurses helping injured protesters, those who are simply out in the way on the streets. This was the case with 15-year-old Sayed Ahmed Saeed Shams, who was shot in the face while playing outside. They are also targeting those suspected of certain political and religious views, with many being detained or gone missing. According to the president of Bahrain Center for Human Rights, Nabil Rajab, as of now, there are over 30 dead, over 1,000 injured, 864 people detained, and 50 have disappeared. The regime has not shown mercy on anyone. Unlike what we've seen in Egypt and Libya and other countries that have seen revolutions and uprisings, we witnessed the Bahraini forces with the help of Saudi forces, have deliberately targeted women.
Shame!
We witnessed the killing of the first female martyr, Bahiya Al-Aradi, a doctor who was shot in the back of her head while in her car on March 22nd, and Azizi Hassan, who died in her home after pro-regime thugs stormed her house.
Shame!
81 women have been detained, 20 of them are doctors and nurses, and 23 are teachers. One of the youngest of them is 20-year-old Ayat Hassan Yusuf Al-Qurmuzi. Ayat Al-Qurmuzi is a student in Teachers College in Bahrain. She is also a poet who on February 23rd recited a poem in Pearl Square criticizing the Khalifa government.
Shame!
As a response to the poem, on March 30, riot forces and over 50 jeeps surrounded her house, gathered her four brothers and laid them on the ground and said to her parents, "If you don't tell us where Ayat is in 15 minutes, we will kill each of your sons in front of your eyes. We have orders to do so."
Shame!
Her parents were forced to tell Ayat to come home and were told by Bahraini forces that she would be taken to be interrogated and sign documents, and they would be able to take her from Al-Hawra police station. She has been missing since that day and is feared to be subject to harassment, defamation, intimidation, and rape. Despite sources that say she has died, Nabil Rajab has said that she's still alive. This is a young lady whose only crime is speaking against the government's violation of human rights. One line from the poem that she read is, "Khaf Rabbak Ya Khalifa, fear your Lord, O Khalifa." We have not seen a country before that can take women from their houses and kill, injure, torture, or rape them. All of this while the rest of the world is silent.
Shame!
A great historical figure, Hussein son of Ali, referring to the tyrants of his time in Karbala, once said, "If no religion has ever been accepted by you and you have not been fearing the resurrection day, then be noble in your world if you are Arabs like you claim to be." We say to the Saudi and Bahraini governments, at least be Arab and do not hurt the women in Bahrain. At least be human.
Yeah.
I want to ask the current candidates for the upcoming federal elections, will our future government openly oppose countries and support others when it comes to strategic value, like our current government remains silent when it comes to oppressive regimes and dictatorships like the Khalifa family regime? On May 2nd, we hope to see changes in our foreign policy, and we hope that this will influence change among fellow Canadians and the institutions that we hold dear, like the media, which although has improved, hasn't been giving enough coverage to the situation in Bahrain, nor to the demonstrations that we have been holding in Ottawa. Martin Luther King has said, "In the end, we'll remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends." And finally, to the brave people of Bahrain, we will continue to support you, and our thoughts and prayers are with you always. Thank you.
Where is justice? Where? Khalifa Mubarak are the same.
Only difference in the name.
Down, down with Al Khalifa!
Down, down, Al Khalifa!
Saudi troops out now!
Saudi troops out now!
Down, down, Saudi
Arabia! Siga!
Fuck the call!
Siga!
Great party!
Siga!
Long live Al Bahrain!
Long live Al Bahrain!
Stop the killing in Bahrain!
Stop the killing in Bahrain!
Ah! East West!
سلاح فتاك ودعم استعماري خارجي، فكان ضحية تستحق النصر والدعم بكل أشكاله وألوانه. أيها الأخوة والأخوات، إن الشعب البحريني يمتلك قوة المطالب المحقة والأهداف الإنسانية المقدسة تجعله يتفوق على عناصر القوى الطائفية والرجعية المتخلفة المتمثلة في العقلية السعودية والخليفية المالكة للمال والسلاح والعنجهية. أيها الأخوة والأخوات، لقد قامت القوات السعودية المتمثلة فيما يسمى درع الجزيرة بدعم النظام السياسي البحريني المتعجرف والمتخلف لضرب نهضة البحرين باستعمال القوة المفرطة والقتل المتعمد لشباب البحرين وفئات المجتمع المختلفة، فأجهزت على الأطباء واختطفت ثروتهم أثناء عملهم في علاج الجرحى في المستشفيات، وكذلك الطلاب والمحامين والأساتذة الجامعيين بحجة الاشتراك في الاحتجاجات السلمية ورفع المطالب الإصلاح الوطني والسياسي. من هنا أيها الأخوة والأخوات، نطالب المجتمع الدولي والشعوب المحبة للعدل والمساواة والوقوف بوجه هذه الأساليب اللا إنسانية التعسفية التي تنتهك حقوق الإنسان الأساسية وتتحدى المقدسات الدينية بحرق القرآن من المساجد وانتهاك الحرمات. إن وقوفكم ودعمكم للشعب البحريني في مطالبه هو من صميم الواجب الإنساني والحضاري لصيانة حقوق الإنسان الأساسية والإنسانية والحضارية ولبناء حياة حرة كريمة يسودها العدل والمساواة. فسلام على شعب البحرين شهداء ومعوقين ومقاومين ونساء صامدات وأطفال تجرعوا على مرصاص الحي السعودي، والسلام عليكم.
As Canadians, I'm behind the barricades here, but we say that we're not going to stop pushing for Bahrain. We're not going to stop standing up for the mosques that has been destroyed and demolished in Bahrain. Shame on Saudi Arabia.
Shame!
Shame!
Shame! Shame on the king of Saudi Arabia.
Shame!
Shame!
You claim that you protect Al-Haramain, the two mosques, and now you destroy more than 50 mosques in Bahrain, burning the version of the Holy Quran. This is not acceptable.
One of the sisters that say a poem, a speech, and they took her captive.
inshallah, by our brothers in Bahrain, by our people, by free people around the world, Al Khalifa is going to go and Al Saud too.
Long live free Bahrain!
Long live free Bahrain!
Long live free Bahrain!
Long live free Bahrain!
Down, down, Al Saud!
Down, down, Al Saud!
East, west, must no!
East, west, must no!
Al Saud, no!
Down,
down, Khalifa!
Down, down, Khalifa!
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذي يحدث في البحرين اليوم وأريد على مسامعكم أن تسمعون هو أكبر خيانة للحرمين الشريفين، هو أكبر إذلال للإسلام وحرق للقرآن وتدمير للمساجد وانتهاك للأعراض والحرمات. أنتم لستم مسلمين الإسلام الذي يترككم تختطفون آيات القرمزي وغيرها من الأخوات. أي إسلام الذي يجعلكم تأخذون الأطباء والمحامين والحقوقيين؟ أي إسلام هذا؟ أنتم عار على الإسلام،
أنتم عار على الإسلام،
أنتم عار على الإسلام،
أنتم عار على الإسلام،
أنتم عار على الإسلام.
لن نتوقف. هذا ليس فقط ما نستطيع أن نقوم به، هناك جمعيات حقوقية، هناك قضاء عالمي، ستحاكمون وسنقف أمامكم بالقانون، وسنقف أمامكم كما وقفنا الآن نساء وأطفال، فأطفالنا في البحرين يعانون. لا ماء لا كهرباء، بأي ذنب قتلت؟ وإذ الموءودة سئلت، أنتم تودون شعبا، أنتم تقتلون شعبا، لكن وعدنا الله وما تعتقدون به ونعتقده أن الفرج قادم لا محالة، شئتم أم أبيتم، وأن النصر للحجة القائم المهدي. عسى الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الموت لآل سعود.
داون داون آل سعود.
داون داون آل سعود.
داون داون آل سعود.
داون داون آل
سعود.
داون داون آل سعود.
أيها الفراعنة الجدد، داون داون خليفة.
نختار
داون خليفة.
داون داون آل سعود.
نختار داون آل سعود.
We end by thanking everybody that joined and moved and marched. نشكر الجميع على الوقوف، لأن هذه الوقفة وقفة للأحرار والشرفاء الذين يرفعون رؤوسهم رغما عن قمعكم وإذلالكم وهجومكم على شعبنا، على مقدساتنا، على مساجدنا، على نسائنا وأعراضنا. إنكم تسرعون بالهلاك لكم، إنكم تسرعون بالزوال لكم إن شاء الله تعالى. نختم بدعاء الفرج. اللهم كن
لولي الحجة الحسن
صلواتك عليه وعلى of Bahrain. We want to make them hear at Takbirat of Bahrain and Ya Muntakim of Bahrain and Ya Mahdi of Bahrain and Ya Zahra of Bahrain. We're going to shout Allahu Akbar!
Allahu Akbar!
Allahu Akbar!
Allahu Akbar!
Allahu Akbar!
Allahu Akbar!
Ya Muntakim!
Ya
Allah Akbar!
Allah Akbar!
Allah Akbar!
vécu aux mains des forces armées. Il y en a plusieurs comme ça et beaucoup plus d'heures. Ça fait plus que 2 mois que la situation à Bahreïn avait commencé, depuis le 14 février. Et la violence contre la peuple a seulement augmenté. Par conséquent, les gens qui avaient au départ demandé la liberté politique, maintenant demandent pour la chute du régime. Le gouvernement de Khalifa, en aide avec celle de l'Arabie Saoudite, pratique la torture et la mort systématique. Les manifestants ne sont pas les seuls cibles, mais aussi ceux et celles qui parlent en français ou qui lisent les poèmes contre la régime, qui aident les manifestants blessés, qui ont des actes politiques et religieuses, et même ceux et celles qui se trouvent dans la route, comme était le cas pour Sayyid Ahmed Saïd Shams, un jeune garçon de 15 ans qui était tué par un coup de feu. Selon Nabil Rajab, le président du Centre Bahreïn pour les droits humains, il y a plus que 30 blessés, plus qu'une 1000 blessés, 864 arrêtés et 50 ont disparu. De plus, 29 mosquées étaient complètement détruites. C'est ça la religion d'Islam? Ce régime ne s'est montré pas clément à l'égard de personne.
Down, down, Al Saoud!
Down, down, Al Saoud!
Down, down, Al Saoud!
Down, down, Al Saoud!
Contrairement à ce qu'on a vu en Égypte, en Libye et les autres pays qui ont eu des révolutions, les forces armées bahreïniennes et saoudiennes avaient intentionnellement ciblé les femmes. Ont été témoins de meurtrières de la première femme martyre Bahia Al-Aradi, un docteur qui était tué dans son auto le 22 mars. Puis Aziza Hassan était abattue dans sa maison. 81 femmes étaient arrêtées. 20 de celles sont des docteurs et des infirmiers et 23 sont des professeurs. Une des plus jeunes était Ayad Al-Kurmazi, une étudiante de 20 ans en collège des enseignants au Bahreïn. Le 23 février, elle a lu un poème qui a critiqué le gouvernement Khalifa. Comme réponse, le 30 mars, les forces armées ont encerclé sa maison, pris ses 4 frères et les mettre sur la terre en les menaçant de les tuer si les parents n'appellent pas Ayad pour retourner chez elle. Ils ont dit à sa famille qu'elle sera questionnée et puis ils peuvent la prise de poste de police. De ce jour-là, elle est portée manquée, disparue et elle était soumise au tourment, à l'intimidation et le viol. En dépit du fait qu'il y a des sources qui ont cité qu'elle est morte, Nabil Rajab a dit qu'elle est encore vivante. C'est une femme qui a seulement parlé contre la violation des droits humains du gouvernement. On n'a jamais vu un pays où les femmes étaient prises de leur maison, blessées, torturées, violées et tuées, tout ça pendant que le monde reste silencieux. Elle est où la liberté et la justice pour tout? Ils sont où les droits humains? Ces crimes ne peuvent pas continuer. On ne doit pas rester silencieuse. Martin Luther King a dit, à la fin, nous ne nous souviendrons non pas des mots de nos ennemis, mais des silences de nos amis. Notre gouvernement canadien doit mettre la liberté et les droits de l'homme au-dessus des intérêts politiques et régionaux. Je fais une demande au gouvernement de faire immédiatement pression sur le Bahreïn pour arrêter l'effusion de sang et la violence, pour le respect des droits démocratiques et sociaux de leur peuple. Ce n'est pas seulement une affaire qui concerne la nation islamique. Non, c'est quelque chose de plus grand. C'est une affaire d'humanité en entière de se lever contre l'injustice et l'oppression. Car l'oppression d'un peuple ou même d'un individu est l'oppression de tous.